We are 1210 Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. State high school baseball playoffs began yesterday, a total of 7 series being played. One's already been finished up. It's best 2 out of 3 to advance to the state tournament. In the 7 games yesterday, the higher seed won all but one of the games. Huron Tigers are the number 15 seed. They were matched up with 2 seed Sioux Falls Lincoln. In Sioux Falls, Lincoln made short work of Huron, winning 11-1 in 5 innings. For Huron, Trace Wenz had an RBI single. Tommy Martin took the loss on the mound for Huron. Game 2 is this morning, I believe, at 11 o'clock. And if Huron can push the win across there, they'll have a deciding Game 3 right after for the berth in the state tournament. The only lower seed team to win last night was Roosevelt at number 10. They defeated number 7 Brookings 3-1. Number 3 Brandon Valley edged Mitchell 3-1. Number 6 Pierce slipped past Yankton 6-5. Top seed Harrisburg rolled over Sioux Falls Washington 16-1 in 3 innings. Number 4 O'Gorman shut out Jefferson 3-0. Number 5 seed Rapid City Stevens defeated Rapid City Central 10-1. T area has already advanced to the state tournament. They swept their series Wednesday-Thursday against Sturgis. Class A State Boys Tennis wrapped up in Rapid City yesterday, and no surprise at the top, Sioux Falls Lincoln won their 10th team title in a row, 555.5 points, well up on runner-up O'Gorman at 428. Washington was third, 383.5, then Yankton, 273, and Harrisburg, 264. Schedule for today, as I mentioned, those Class A Super Regions will wrap up today at various locations. And again, the 7 winning teams will advance to next week's state tournament. A few other notes to pass along. Tiger Roar Booster Club postseason potluck for track and field is Monday. That will begin at 5:30 at the High School Commons. Everyone is welcome. Huron Tigers Strength and Speed Camp will be held here now that school's out. The summer-long camp is available for boys and girls entering grades 8 through 12, concentrating on speed, strength, size, and explosiveness. Program mainly hosted on the campus of Huron High School. The camp will start and end with National Guard testing. Starts May 30th, ends August 3rd, then sessions on campus. For more information, contact any coach in the Huron High School system or Clayton Wallstrom, 605-517-9473, Carson Bridsman, 605-237-0826. Huron Tiger Boys basketball set to begin their summer activities. For high school players, they'll have a open camp May 28th through the 31st in the middle school gym. That's to prep for summer team camps. Then regular open gyms and individual workouts will begin on June 5th for all high school players and for middle school players as well. Sign-ups are available. Contact head coach Tim Budenhagen for more information. New South Dakota Coyote women's basketball coach Carrie Amy will be in Huron next Thursday as a series of meet and greets in cities across South Dakota. Coach Amy will be at the scoreboard this coming Thursday from 12 till 2. She'll address attendees around 12:30. She also has visits planned at Yankton, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City next Wednesday and Thursday. Minnesota Twins back on the road. They opened up a weekend series in Cleveland. Twins had an early lead, but again, struggled on offense, and Cleveland pulled out the win late. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, on Friday night, the Cleveland Guardians debuted their City Connect uniforms, and they were connecting with better than 30,000 who packed Progressive Field to watch a battle between the two teams contending near the top of the American League Central. Alex Kirilloff opened the scoring with a solo home run in the third, breaking the Twins' scoring drought at 28 innings, one shy of what would have been a single-season record for the Minnesota Twins franchise. It was a two-run, sixth inning, a home run by David Fry on an 0-2 pitch off of Stephen Okert, a wild inning that gave Cleveland the lead. Twins would roar back tight on a pinch-hit RBI double by Kyle Farmer in the eighth. But then in the bottom of the eighth inning, it was Jose Ramirez doing what Jose Ramirez does. 2-1 high fly ball. Deep right field. Jose's done it. It's a home run. Talk about connecting with your city. Solo home run, Jose Ramirez. And it's 3-2 Guardians. Crowd going crazy. Ramirez, 226 home runs in the Cleveland uniform, fourth in franchise history. Emmanuel Clase locked down his 13th save of the year. Another tight one between these two teams. The first place Guardians 3, the Twins 2 on your home for Twins baseball.
Game 2 of the series will be an evening affair, 4:30 pregame, 5:05 first pitch, and Bailey Ober with the start for the Twins tonight here on KOKK. Minnesota Timberwolves, Denver Nuggets deciding Game 7 of their Western Conference semifinal will be tomorrow night. Finally got the time. Now, I don't have this officially, but looks like it'll be a 6:30 pregame and shortly after 7 o'clock tip-off for that chance to advance. We'll have Timberwolves on the air tomorrow night here on KOKK, doubleheader with the Twins in the afternoon. A full show today on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll begin with Angie Thomas, head track and field coach of the Huron Tigers, as they prepare, as well as all the other track and field squads, for next weekend's state track meet. We're going to talk some rodeo. South Dakota State Rodeo had a fundraiser event in Huron this week. Talked to head coach Ron Scovely. Also talked to a former Jackrabbit Huron High School graduate, J.C. Hupp, who is now coaching rodeo in Wyoming at the University of Wyoming. We'll hear a little more on the Minnesota Twins as well. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We are here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture in Huron. And Rich, one of your biggest sales of the year is going on right now, your Memorial Day sale.
Throughout the entire store, we have up to 60% off of list prices. So everything is on sale. We've got reclining sofas starting under $500. We've got sofas under $400. We got Lazy Boy recliners for under $400. Every single category, again, 60% off list prices throughout the store, plus incredible special offer doorbusters. And you want to get in right away and take a look at what we've got, because some of these offers are limited quantity and they will not last the entire run of the sale.
Now remind us, Rich, again, Slumberland Furniture in here, and give us your location and your hours.
We are located just about a block north of Walmart on the south side of town. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 1 till 4. We've also got 0% interest for up to 36 months on qualifying purchases.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, first up, we talk with Angie Thomas, head track and field coach for the Huron Tigers. Tigers have finished out the regular season and just state next weekend in Sioux Falls remains. Two meets this week for most of the athletes, a field event only meet in Aberdeen Tuesday, and then the annual window gas relays on Thursday. And Angie, I guess we'll just start with window gas. I don't think it's been many years where we've been able to get both our home meets in, the Huron invite at the beginning of the year, the window gas at the end. We maybe lucked out a little bit this year.
Yeah, we did, and we'll definitely take it. Some of the coaches were giving me a hard time told me they don't ever remember coming to Huron where the wind wasn't blowing 40 miles an hour or it wasn't rainy or cold. Honestly, it was a perfect day for a track meet, and, you know, the kids had some good performances, and some kids were able to get in. Some kids are on the cusp. We'll find out for sure tonight. We'll see how it goes. We have a good group that we know for sure are going. We're waiting for the Rapid City schools to have their meet, and then we're going to have some runoffs for some of our relays on Monday.
Well, let's just kind of run down the list and say who you know for sure are going and what relays are going as well, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, we are going to take, for the girls' relays, we're going to take a 4x100, a 4x200, and a 4x800. And like I said, we're going to have some runoffs for all those spots. And then on the boys' side, we're going to take the 4x100. The 4x200, that one's still, I'm still thinking about that one. I might even talk to the boys a little bit about it. And then we'll take a medley relay as well. And then as far as the ones that we know are in for sure, we have Lizzie Heinen in the high jump, Cameron Ruth, pole vault, Hampton Hines, javelin, Hilton Hines, javelin, Allie Davis, javelin, Isabel Kramer, discus, and those are our individual events for girls. And on the boys' side, individual events that are going, Thackeray Hansen is going in the 100 and 200, Micah Larson in the pole vault, Anderson Porish in the discus, Kobe Hofer in the javelin is on the cusp. He's one of those that he's 24th right now, so he's kind of probably biting his fingernails, as so is Coach Hartman and myself. And then we have Tyson Fitzer, who is going in javelin, and Brian Ramirez, who is going in shot and discus, and he's ranked top 8 in the shot put right now. And as is Isabel Kramer, is ranked in the top 8 in discus for girls. So not only do we have individuals going, but there's a possibility for a placement too, which is always exciting.
Well, Isabel Kramer, need to bring her up because that was kind of out of the blue last week at ESD, where she just unleashed a throw that got her second in the conference.
Oh, Coach Veltoff was so excited for her. I mean, everybody was excited, but Coach Veltoff was telling me, you know, her 99 feet got her into the finals, barely. And then Coach said, you know, just relax. Just relax. You throw so much better, you know, in practice. You're relaxed. Just don't even think about anything. Stay relaxed. Maybe that's the only thing you should think about. And she goes, she let it go. And she goes, in discus, you know when it looks good. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's over 100. That's pretty good. And when they announced 119, I mean, it was a 24-foot PR. So, yes, very excited for her. And that launched her, I believe she's sitting 7th in the state right now, 6th or 7th in the state. So, yeah, very special. And that's the, you know, that's the thing with field events. Even Allie Davis, I believe she threw 111 feet. In javelin. So you just don't know. I mean, I talked to the throws coaches and even the, you know, all the field events coaches, and, you know, Coach Hartman has said, you know, they're right there. It's in them. They just, you know, they just need to pop one off. And the same goes with discus and shot put too.
So just kind of waiting to see who's there. You know a lot of them. Bottom line is always fun to get to that state track meet because all the classes are there. They change to the 3-day state meet and then just stay at the main facility. And, of course, Howard Wood, I imagine, is the best place to do this because it's got the most seating. I know they're still experimenting with the schedule, and I know you've given your opinion on what the schedule should look like. They're getting a little better there just to kind of keep it even all 3 days.
Yeah, they are, and I will say the schedule looks much better this year than last year. You know, last year, the Friday of the meet, we were at the track from, oh, let's hear, we had a boys' long jumper. I believe he jumped right away in the morning, so we got there at 8 in the morning, and we left at 7:30 at night. I mean, that's too long to be out in the heat, even when they're sitting in a tent trying to stay, you know, in the shade as much as they can. It just gets to be long. So, you know, they're still working with the schedule. I will continue to, you know, give my thoughts on what I think the schedule should be, and they keep tweaking it. I might be one of the few people that likes the three-day meet because I think everyone should run on the big stage or compete on the big stage every single day. I was never a fan of, you know, having to go to a surrounding town and have compete on the first day on just a local track. I mean, it's the state meet, but it just felt like a big track meet. So, I mean, I like the fact that we're at Howard Wood all 3 days.
And just wrap it up this quick. We'll do a wrap-up of the season here after the state meet. But, you know, it's so much stuff going on for the kids. You think, yeah, school's out, everybody's available, but, you know, it's graduation weekend. It's like that for a lot of schools, to be honest. Still a lot of things going on, and sometimes you hope the kids are just focused there. And I guess with the weekend off, Monday is where you just got to get in front of them and say, okay, we got to be laser-focused here for the next 5 days.
Yeah, we are... We're giving them the weekend off, and I'm sending out a message because I won't even see all of them. We do have a big four, the middle school meet that's here in Huron, and most of them have to work, and so I'll be able to catch most of them. But, you know, baseball's going on in Sioux Falls, so I'm not around those baseball players, but I'll be reaching out to them. We're having runoffs on Monday, and we'll figure out who's going to be on the relays. I mean, I have a pretty good idea now. I mean, we've been running the relays long enough. Like, our boys' medley relay is set. That's going to be Riley Winiger, Thackeray Hansen, Colton Ogle, and TJ Lean. So we know that one is set. But as far as the girls 4x8 and even the girls 4x100 and 4x200, I have to look at when Hampton, who usually is on my 4x1 and 4x2, she throws javelin when the prelims of the 4x1 are running. And then Cameron Ruth, who has run my 4x2 before, she'll be pole vaulting during the 4x2. So, you know, there's a lot that we need to look at, but I'll try to get a hold of the kids and say, be ready on Monday. If you want to go to state, this is your chance to go, and we're going to have the runoffs, and I'm going to take the top four.
Angie Thomas, track and field coach for the Huron Tigers, Huron, and, well, all track and field squads across the area and state getting set now for the state track meet next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Howard Wood. We have a lot of rodeo on the agenda this morning. That's coming up next, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Visiting with Ron Scobley, he's the head rodeo coach for the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. They were in Huron here back in May and talking about their new rodeo boosters, which we'll get to that coming up. First off, though, Ron, tell us just some of the basics about SDSU rodeo. In listening to you talk, I think there's a lot more athletes involved than I thought.
Yeah, there is. You know, it started in 1952, so we've got a lot, probably 1,200 alumni out there. Our team average is about 45 team members in fall and spring every year. We go to 10 rodeos in the five-state region. We put on about 5,000 miles, you know, between the fall and spring seasons.
You know, and it is a club sport, so a little different animal from the sanctioned sports. You're responsible for a lot of your own fundraising, I assume.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and that's been ramping up here the last 4 or 5 years with more help from the alumni. And the success from the team in the classroom and in the arena too. So, you know, it's like it takes a village to raise somebody, and it takes a village to make a team successful, no matter what sport you're in.
Now, I want to talk about the Huron connection, because I'd say probably the last 10 years, probably longer than that, going back to Trevor Up, seems like you've had a former Huron Tiger on the rodeo team more often than not, including two currently as the Hups, and now you have Tate Meyer, Jazz McGurr. So Huron's been a nice connection here.
Absolutely, yeah. No, just great families, and yeah, it's been 2 years since I haven't had a Hup on the team. And luckily Tate and Jazz are on the team now, and it really helps my job when coachable and come from great families and supportive and makes me really happy.
And one thing that maybe surprised me more than anything is when you guys were talking just how wide a net you have on your team. I think you mentioned somebody from California, Montana. It's not just South Dakota kids.
It is a big net, I'll probably have 60 visits a year between juniors and seniors and everything like that, just kind of seeing where they want to go. And a four-year degree, you know, helps too, but we're looking at a barrel racer from California and one from Michigan this year. So, and another one coming from Michigan, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. There's quite a few from the Midwest, but it's really fun, you know, to have them enjoy our Midwest experience.
But one thing you've been stressing here with this new fundraising initiative, and for lack of a better term, is you're getting South Dakota kids you're not getting, and you want to change that.
You know, I hear it all the time. It's either too close to home or, you know, they like other teams and everything like that. And with only three schools in South Dakota and 400 or 500 in the high school rodeo system, our three schools can't hold them all anyway. But we're trying to make it to where it is one of the destinations anyway, you know, instead of going clear south or in the other bigger schools.
And the fundraising effort of this initiative, it's probably wrong to say it's just started. It's been going a long time. You just had a name change there. But really, what you're primarily looking at, the way it looks to me, is facilities. Get the facilities, more practice than competition, just make it better for the athletes.
Right. And that's been my goal since I started in 2009, is to make it better for the team every year. Can't do that without funding, between safety issues, conditions for livestock and horses. That's ramped up here in the last 3 or 4 years. And then, yeah, the ultimate goal is to get an indoor barn, because we are in South Dakota. And fall and spring seasons is the roughest time of the year to practice outside.
And what is your primary season? I know you do fall, you do spring. Is spring a little more the primary season?
No. Sometimes we'll have 4 or 5 rodeos in the fall, and sometimes we'll have 4 or 5 in the spring. So leasing the Dakota Bank Center right now, they've got a holding barn with a dirt floor. We've done that my whole time I've been coaching, and that's awesome. I mean, we can get inside. We just have to haul to it and haul the stock to it. Still better than probably over half the colleges out there, but the other half already have turnkey facilities, and that's what we're looking for.
Now, the SDSU Rodeo Boosters, that's what we've been talking about during this visit, and it's a new name for an organization that's been around, but boy, it sounds like you have a good, solid core of alumni that really want to make this work.
They are. They work hard all year long from the start of the stock show this spring, or this winter, I should say, just trying to organize events like this, get the word out. If somebody wants to help us with the big projects or just day-to-day expenses, I should say. You know, it's all needed, and you don't know unless you have events like this to just to share the word that we're looking for some big donations.
And it goes back to 4 or 5 years where they said you were a little frustrated just where you were and where you wanted to get.
Exactly. You know, with 1,200 on your alumni list, you know, there's probably still maybe only maybe a fifth or a sixth that are even aware of what we're doing, and we're increasing that every year. Our board of the boosters gets bigger every year, and that's our goal.
And overall, like I said at the beginning, it is a club sport, but yet it is a robust program. And while you're thinking, you know, there's so much we want to do here, where you're at 14 years ago today, you if you'd have known this 14 years ago, you'd think, well, we've made a lot of progress.
Exactly. No, and in coming from where we've been, that's what's fun, seeing the success and really appreciate what we have now. And hopefully in 10 years we'll do the same thing with indoor facilities or sooner. And being a faculty director on the national board for the NIRA, it's not just one school here or there. I talk to the coaches from every region in the United States, and there's no perfect school out there has exactly what they want. So we're not in the only situation there, but it's just kind of nice to know that, you know, everybody's sharing suggestions and this and that, and it's a fun group nationwide.
And we'll just wrap it up with this. I'm going to go back to the Huron connection. J.C. Hupp, a year ago, was named the head women's coach at the University of Wyoming. And while you don't want to see her go to the competition, it had to made you very happy to see one of your former athletes get to that level and get as quickly as I feel she did.
Absolutely. You know, and we talked about it before that, and I told her it was perfect job for her, and she loved it because she was always helping her in our practices too, from the experience she had and the upbringing she had from her parents and everything like that. So happy to see that, and I joked with her. I said, you can go get your feet wet out there, and when we get some money put back here, you can come help me. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, I'd love to see her have success.
Ron Scovely, head rodeo coach at South Dakota State University, was in Huron in a fundraising event earlier this week. More rodeo coming up. J.C. Hupp, Huron High School graduate, South Dakota State University graduate, and now coach of the University of Wyoming Women's Rodeo. That's next on Dakota Sports. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're talking with J.C. Hupp. You're on Tiger graduate 2015, I believe, and she is the head women's rodeo coach at the University of Wyoming. We'll get to that coming up. But J.C., first things first, Huron, I always like to talk to the former Huron athletes. This might be a hard question to answer right off the bat, but your experiences in Huron, how has that built you to where you are today?
So not a lot of people probably know this, but there is a huge rodeo community in Huron. Just in my section alone, I think there's 4 outdoor arenas. So I always got to practice and just kind of go back and forth between other families' practice facilities within a mile of each other. So it's kind of, and especially with the momentum of the decks being built, I think people are starting to realize now more than ever that there is a huge rodeo community in Huron.
Well, you know, you had choices. You're an all-around athlete, if I remember right. You started pretty much everything from freshman year on with the Tigers, volleyball, basketball, all of that. And so, you know, you saw different coaches, you saw different philosophies, and, you know, those are things you can carry as well.
Oh, for sure, which not a lot of people know. I had a especially in goat tying for college, which was probably my most prominent event, I always did my volleyball warm-up. So Shelley Budenhagen would probably be pretty proud of that. But I knew that was the best way for my muscles to just be loose and reactive and feel their best. So I was always, even though I was doing my rodeo event, I always did my volleyball warm-up.
And speaking of volleyball, that's where your choice came. As I remember, your senior year placed third. If we hadn't been in the same bracket as O'Gorman, I think we would have been in the championship against O'Gorman that year. You had a decision to make because SDSU Rodeo obviously wanted you, and you had the family tradition there with your brother and sister, but there were more than a few colleges knocking on the door hard.
Yep, there sure was. I remember Shelley pulling me aside one practice and being like, "So I have a lot of calls coming for you, and they're really asking for your number. Are you even considering this, or are you just all rodeo?" And I finally ultimately said, "Yeah, you can give them my number." And I was especially in contact with Augie and Dakota Westland and a few other schools. And I went back and forth, pretty much until July. I didn't let my rodeo coach know until almost a month before school started. And I truly didn't know, but ultimately just decided that rodeoing with my sister, her being a senior, me being a freshman, and that was where my true passion was, and that's the path I was going to go.
You know, so you go into rodeo at SDSU, at least, you know, Trevor and Taryn had been there ahead of you, your siblings, so they were able, I'm sure, to give you an idea what this was going to be about, what was needed from you, and so on.
Yep, and I was able to, I was fortunate enough to make college finals my freshman year, and I credit a lot of that to just piggybacking off of my older siblings and not making the freshman mistakes that I think a lot of freshmen make, because I was able to ask my sister and pick her brain, and we hauled to all the rodeos together all season, and we actually ended up making college finals together that year, and I credit a lot of my success that year, and I think I ended up third in the nation that year, and I credit so much of that to just being able to ask more or less the stupid questions to my older sister who knew everything.
Well, and that's the thing, that freshman year is a whole different scenario for a kid coming out of high school. It's good to have that guidance.
Yes it is, and it's college is much different than high school. High school, we pretty much go hard for like a month and a half, but college is a year-long marathon, and just the mental toll and the strategy and just the school on top of it was a whole different ball game that I'm so glad I had my sister there to just help me through it all.
And then overall, I know there was a lot of success. What were we, a half second from a national championship? Not to bring up a bad memory.
Yep. I definitely had a national championship there, more or less in the bag, and I could taste it, I could feel it, and that was truthfully the first time I probably had my heart broken, was when when I missed out on the opportunity. But you know, and I really thought everybody would remember it, but it turns out maybe it's only you and a few others that really remember it. No one else holds a candle to that. So,
well, that's because somebody kept calling me and texting me that whole time, so I remember it quite clearly.
That's fair. He was good at the updates.
Now, you get out of SDSU. First off, what was your degree in?
So I went in ag communications. I had no idea what I wanted to do, so I kept it broad, and that was, my sister kind of did a little communications as well, so I kind of got some feedback from her for what degree she kind of liked in the classes she took, and I wanted a little more ag route to it, so ag communications is what I graduated with.
Again, we're talking with J.C. Hupp, 2015 graduate of Huron High School, and ag communications, coaching was not on the radar, was it?
Not even a little bit. No, actually, my senior year of college, I had an extra year because with COVID, they gave us a year back, so I was actually working full-time as a loan officer with the Farm Service Agency, so coaching was very not on the radar, as little as it could be. It wasn't even a thought.
But Wyoming came to you.
Yes, they did. I was driving home from the stock show February of last year, and I got this call from this 307 number, and for whatever reason, I answered it, and it was the head coach at the University of Wyoming, and he more or less just said, "Your hat was thrown in the ring for this job. We have an opening, and I want to know if you're interested."
And again, just like volleyball versus rodeo, you went back and forth a lot.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I remember sending out a family group chat like, this just happened to me. I have no idea what to even think about it. And it's probably not feasible. I don't know. This is my dream job. What? I had no idea what to do. I didn't even know. I couldn't even. When the head coach called me, I didn't even have any questions for him about the job because I was just so flabbergasted I was even called.
But now you've had your first season in the books. I guess officially you're assistant coach, so you work with the men, and then while you're officially assistant coach, you are the head of the women. So you're working with the whole bunch. How many athletes total are there? How many women are there?
So we have 61, and it's almost split 50-50. There's a few more ladies, but we have a full team. And so I didn't start until after the fair. It was more or less just the team we were given and the size we were given. So I was kind of an interesting position where I was not only getting to know these kids, like their first names, like basically getting to know them, as well as trying to figure out how to coach these kids too.
And to be honest, you're not that much older than your athletes.
Yeah. Yep. But I do feel old enough to definitely not be tempted to go to the bar really ever with them. So that's, I'm glad I'm out of that period of my life.
Now, as far as the coaching part of it, was there anything that surprised you? Say, boy, I didn't see this coming as you got into it.
That's a very good question. I guess I really thought that I was going to have like a, who is this random girl from South Dakota here and why are we listening to her? But I really never had that transition. From the moment I stepped onto campus, there was so many open arms and welcoming and so much support behind me, and the kids just respected me and trusted me and listened to me right away. And that was something I really did not expect. I was fully anticipating and gearing myself up to just, you know, more or less just make myself indispensable and prove why I should be there. But I really truthfully didn't have to do that, and that was a very pleasant surprise.
Now, as far as the business there at for Wyoming Rodeo, it is different than SDSU. You're not exactly NCAA, but you are under Wyoming Athletics.
Yes, we're under athletics. So I mean, even when our kids graduated this last weekend, they wore a stole that said student athlete. We can't technically abide by NCAA rules, but all of the university athletic policies we are under.
And then another thing, too, to go along with that, you're instructing instead of competing. I know you guys do the goat clinics, but bottom line is that had to be a little bit of a change.
Definitely. Yes, it definitely was. I'm used to yelling at more so 8 through 12-year-olds, and now I'm more or less supporting 20-year-olds. So it was a change, but it's been a really fun change.
You know, and I asked you before we started, what's recruiting like? And it sounds like you don't recruit. The athletes recruit you.
Yeah, we've had countless kids reach out and want to come there and just say, and really more or less just say that it's not even about the scholarship. They just really want to be using our facilities, pursuing that degree, the degrees that we can offer at University of Wyoming, and just really want to be in the presence of myself and the head coach. So that was an unexpected surprise as well.
And I did mention the goat tying clinics. Talk about that. It's been a partnership with your sister Taryn for a while now, hasn't it?
Yep. And once again, someone just pretty much said that we should do it, and we kind of doubted it, and then eventually just took the leap of faith and did it. And it's pretty kind of surreal because I remember my parents were a huge support for our clinics. They helped us not only, I guess, for lack of a better term, mentally, but financially as well, just cutting some of the costs of hosting those clinics. And my parents would always ask, you know, how'd it go? Give us an update. How are the kids? Everything. And I always just said, you know, in a perfect world, I do this for a living, but it's not feasible. And here I am doing it for a living, and it's feasible.
Okay, free marketing plug. Clinics coming up, anything like that? How can people be involved or be part of it?
So we do have a Hup Sisters Goat Tying Clinic Facebook page, and that's our main avenue that we use right now. My sister Taryn is in Pierre, and I'm obviously in Laramie, Wyoming, but we just wrapped up actually last week in our last clinic of the year. We kept this year just a little bit light, just kind of getting our feet wet with how clinics are going to look from here on out. So unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have any more clinics this year, but if you're ever around the Laramie area or the Pier area and would like a tune-up, that is where we will be and would love to help you.
Well, let's just wrap it up with this now. 2 years ago, coaching probably not on the agenda. Here you are, a coach. Right now, maybe this will be a full-time gig. Maybe not. You got some different directions you can go here.
Yep. There's probably a few people in the Huron area that will be disappointed to hear this, but I don't plan on leaving University of Wyoming anytime soon.
JC Up, 2015 graduate, Huron High School, is an all-state volleyball player for Huron, went on to a South Dakota State where she was a rodeo athlete for the Jacks, and right now in Laramie, Wyoming, University of Wyoming, coaching rodeo there. We'll talk some Twins baseball to wrap the show up on Dakota Sports.
We are here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture in Huron.